For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A fire destroyed a storage facility at Timberline Wood Products on Thursday night in Cass Lake. The Cass County Sheriff's Office received the fire report about 10:45 p.m. at the sawmill east of Highway 371. Deputies found the kiln drying and storage building engulfed in flames. Firefighters and equipment from fire departments in Cass Lake, Bemidji, Walker, and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources worked through the night to fight the fire. The building and contents are believed to be a total loss. The Sheriff's Office says there were no reported injuries and the investigation is ongoing with the assistance of the Minnesota Fire Marshal's Office. The likely closure of Greenhaven Elementary School in Hibbing inspired about 100 people to attend a public hearing Thursday night. Acting Superintendent Carrie McDonald is the former principal of the school. She says she understands the 70-year-old building is home to memories for many, but the financial reality means very tough decisions.
At the heart of every decision we make is the belief that our buildings matter, but our people matter more.
Closing the school would result in more than $500,000 in immediate savings, about one quarter of the projected budget shortfall. There is also just $20,000 in the district's unassigned general fund, essentially its savings account, after a major expense overrun was revealed by a December audit. Plus, a referendum failed last year, and enrollment is declining, with population trends showing that will continue. But for those who spoke up, closing the freshly remodeled building is a huge decision that can't be undone. Sixth graders moving to the high school topped the list of concerns. Jennifer Johnson is the mother of a fifth grader. She says this grade has been through a lot, as they were in kindergarten when the COVID-19 pandemic began.
I know the finances are bad, but they don't care, and they don't need more things and adult problems on their shoulders. They are not ready for the high school.
The board says the sixth grade would be self-contained and a middle school model would be developed, but student safety and emotional readiness remain top of mind. Second grade teacher Jen Forer describes the roller coaster that teachers and students at Greenhaven have faced with two recent moves.
We are faced with some uncertainty and packing again, leaving behind these beautiful rooms that provide space for students to grow and learn and be successful.
Twin sisters Ashton and Morgan Martin say the board should take a tough look at administrative pay.
Choosing to pay these gross salaries while saying we can't afford a local elementary school is a choice that favors the bureaucracy over the neighborhood.
The board is expected to vote on the closure at a special meeting Monday in the high school auditorium. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will host an open house Tuesday to kick off a two-year project on a major corridor in Brainerd. The state agency plans to reconstruct or resurface Highway 210, also known as Washington Street, from Baxter Drive to Pine Shores Road. This year, MnDOT crews will work on the east end, including the East Brainerd Mall and the rail yard areas. Work includes removing signals at Mill and 4th Avenues and two new roundabouts. Two sessions of the open house will be in the lower level of the Crow Wing County Land Services building from noon to 2 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m.
It was a bittersweet day at the Bemidji Public Library as it prepares to cut two of its staff and reduce its hours. I'm Larissa Donovan with an update. Friday marked the last day for children's librarian Michael Lyons and adult programming and outreach coordinator Kate Egelhoff, as the Bemidji Public Library is adjusting its budget to reflect a significant reduction in funding. Lyons was surrounded by some of the library's youngest patrons as he read stories and played puppets with them. Children's story time will be suspended through April as the library plans its next steps.
You know, I felt way better about leaving yesterday before all this outpouring of love. It's really going to be hard to leave now that I've seen so much appreciation for what we've done here.
Egelhoff encourages the Beltrami County commissioners who voted to cut the library's funding to pay a visit.
Maybe spend an hour and actually talk to their constituents who use the library and see precisely what effects it's going to have and what the community would like instead.
The library's new hours will be 10 to 7 Tuesdays through Thursdays and 9 to 6 Fridays beginning next week. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.